One simple hack to stop screwing yourself over. The one simple hack part of the title either piqued your interest or it triggered your potential bullshit alarm. Simply writing it, or in this case, saying it to you, even induced a bit of nausea for me, since most hacks are overused, regurgitated phrases filled with empty promises. Or they're just stupid. This simple hack, I'm relieved to say, is neither. When it comes to fat loss or practically anything pertaining to body transformation, most proposed hacks are complete rubbish. They make promises like fix trouble spots fast or build your dream body in only 30 days. You're tempted with tales of secret methods and shortcuts used by the pros. While these hacks sound incredible, they typically fall short in delivery. But there is one simple hack that works. One simple hack to stop screwing yourself over and thereby allowing you to achieve your goals. Here it is. If you find yourself in a hole, stop digging, declares the wisdom of what's known as the law of holes. Or put another, much less polite way, don't make things worse, you dummy. Sound advice we typically don't follow. I don't know about you, but I have, on more occasions than I'd like to admit, not only continued digging once I found myself in a hole, but started digging faster and with a larger shovel. How many times have you found yourself in a hole but kept shoveling away, thereby digging yourself progressively deeper? If I was a betting woman, I'd double down and say you've experienced at least one of the following scenarios. So let's see how I do. The I'll start over Monday hole digger. You skipped today's workout because you just didn't feel like doing it. Rather than going home to eat a nourishing, protein-rich, minimally processed meal, you rationalized, hey, it's Friday. It's been a long week. I already screwed up by skipping my workout. So I'm going to grab a burger, fries, and a large shake on the way home. Digging deeper. You proceed to spend the weekend eating whatever you want and not working out and vow to start over Monday because, I mean, who gets back on track on a Saturday or Sunday? You're digging even deeper. I guess that would make this deeper-er. The my workout sucked and now I am pissed hole digger. You enter the gym feeling great, ready to crush your workout. Things go bad starting with the warm-up. The weights feel heavier than usual, your form doesn't feel smooth, and everything just feels terrible. In short, the workout sucked. Appalled at your inability to improve your performance, this is digging deeper, I'll explain, you stomp out of the gym and soothe your throbbing disgust with a brownie the size of your face. Digging even deeper. Now, how is being appalled at yourself digging the hole deeper? Well, responding emotionally to a bad workout or even a not so great food choice, that is the first step to making less than ideal choices going forward. If you shrug off a bad workout as nothing more than a bad workout, you can put the event behind you, move forward, and focus on what you can do that's in your best interest. For example, saying, my workout sucked, and that's okay because it's inevitable. I'll go home, have a good meal, and take it easy the rest of the evening. The I ate a cupcake, so I'm going to eat 14 more hole digger. You breezed through your new diet the past couple weeks, but your resolve to avoid bad foods was tested by your favorite cupcakes someone brought to work. So you rationalize, I've been good for so long, I deserve to be bad. Immediately after eating that cupcake, you're struck with guilt. You proceed to eat two more cupcakes and digging deeper. Since you've really screwed up now, it's time to dig even deeper. But a mere shovel won't suffice. You go full-on excavator mode and continue making less than ideal food choices for every meal until you can go all in on the diet once again. And as a friendly note, this is why you shouldn't label foods good or bad. So how'd I do? Were you able to identify with at least one or maybe even all three of those scenarios? I can, because I've experienced each one multiple times. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying that missing a workout, having a terrible workout, or eating a cupcake is bad. The problem is that we interpret these instances as something bad or call them a screw up. Then we compound the negative experience with not so great choices going forward. Skipping a workout won't help you reach your strength goals, but it's not detrimental either. It happens. Eating a humongous cupcake won't help your fat loss efforts if it puts you in a caloric surplus, but it's a single event that won't have an immediate effect. Skipping a workout and eating a cupcake are not moral judgments. These things don't make you a bad person, just like performing a workout and not eating a cupcake don't make you a good person. The next logical step isn't to skip another workout or devour four more cupcakes, because that would dig you in a hole. If you skip a workout, perform the next one as soon as possible. If you eat a cupcake or overindulge, have a nourishing, real food meal the next time you eat. These events don't need to be a catalyst to frustration, guilt, or making less than ideal food choices for a long period. Just stop digging. Funny how we avoid this advice so naturally with things pertaining to health and fitness, but not in other areas of life. You don't ding your car with a grocery cart and then take a sledgehammer to the windshield. You don't stub your toe on the coffee table and then willingly headbutt the fridge. You don't accidentally drop your dinner roll at a restaurant and then dump the bowl of soup on your head. But when we go off our eating plan and overindulge, we use that as a valid reason to continue eating poorly for the rest of the day or the entire weekend. If we skip a workout because we were exhausted from a long day at work, we skip the remainder of the workouts for the entire week, and usually combine that with less than ideal food choices too. This is just yet another uncomfortable truth about health and fitness. Next time you find yourself in or about to enter a hole, recall this simple hack and don't screw yourself over. Best of all, this is the simplest hack ever because it requires you to do absolutely nothing. We don't always need to be more disciplined or motivated or even apologetic when we get off track or willingly make less than ideal choices. We just need to stop digging.